In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." When Jesus saw. In the midst of his agony, the crucified and dying Jesus looks out through his gathering darkness and sees those standing by. Not only sees, but reaches out. Who does he see? He sees his mother and the disciple he loves. He sees those who have been following faithfully, those who have not fled with excuses and denials. The women followers of Jesus watching the crucifixion are highlighted in all four Gospels, but it is only in John's Gospel that the women, here identified as the three Marys, stand close by the cross rather than at a distance. And it is only in John's Gospel that they are mentioned before Jesus dies. Why might John do this? Well, if we think of the scene here as if it were part of a play, and indeed it is a passion drama. John, the playwright, has carefully written this so we can hear the speech of Jesus to that small group near the cross. There is a very important message here to us if we have the ears to hear it. Significantly, we are told that before Jesus speaks, he sees, he notices those who are faithfully standing there, accompanying him in his awful dying. Jesus, in his physical distress, still gazes outward to humanity, and particularly to those with whom he has been in close relationship. They are his mother and the disciple he loves. His loving heart, the very heart of God, is compelled to think of others' needs, to act, to bring people into a caring, loving relationship with each other. Through that terrible and gathering darkness, a shaft of light, the light of compassion, pierces the gloom. The warmth of Jesus' compassion is not overcome by the bitter, cold wind on that day. Jesus, in his own complete experience of abandonment, is reaching out in loving concern so that these two, who have been physically and emotionally intimately intertwined with his life, will not be abandoned in his imminent absence from them. On the stage, the light shines initially on these two, but then, as in the theatre, the spotlight is turned around, away from the stage, and onto the onlookers. It now shines on all of humanity, and that means all of us. Christ's heart flamed out in love, not only for his mother and the beloved disciple, but for the whole world. The whole world. That includes Ukraine, Russia, Afghanistan, Yemen, our own nation, and so on. This is the meaning of the cross. This is God. And God is like this. The crucified Jesus is the very image of the invisible God, the Trinitarian God. And here, God himself, the crucified God, is love with all God's being. Indeed, love is at the heart of the universe. This is a love that goes to the cross rather than abandon us to a disordered world without hope. The 4th century Cyril of Jerusalem wrote, "On the cross, God stretched out God's hands to embrace the ends of the earth." It can take time for us to trust in the deep love of God for each of us. But it is a path we need to step onto and stay on. Our faces continually turning towards that loving gaze of God. Amen.